We're in the middle of this AI super cycle, and what we're witnessing is that there's this shift that's going on. It used to just be all about training these really high-powered large language models, and that's still important. We still need to lead in that area. But what we're now seeing is a lot of people asking, well, how do I actually deploy those in as many places as possible to boost productivity, to improve my operations, to improve decision-making? And that is about taking those models that have been trained on those hyperscale data centers and then running them on something like our modular data centers at the edge for inference and fine-tuning those models to proprietary, sensitive, oftentimes, data sets for national security, for energy. And we're seeing that play out globally, where now people are like, okay, I've been playing with ChatGPT for a couple years on my phone. What can I actually do to improve my business or improve national security? And I think that's going to continue to play out, which is one reason why in the market you're seeing it respond. One of the things that was very interesting over the last few weeks, you've seen the spot price for H100s and H200s, which are NVIDIA's chips that are more optimized for inference versus training.
I love that there's a spot price for this.
Yeah, it's actually started to exceed the spot price for the GB200s and the GB300s, which are like the ones for training.
Huh.
And I think that that's going to continue. I think another good example is you saw the, what's the right word, acqui-hire that NVIDIA did of Grok. I mean, that's also because they saw this shift that's coming to inference, and I think you're going to see that continue.